Good morning, and welcome to our podcast. My name is Donovan.
This is Maxwell Hicks.
Oh, you can't say your last name.
I don't give a fuck, bro. Run this shit.
All right. And we're here to talk to you about dimethyltryptamine, also known as DMT. Max is going to tell you a little bit about what DMT is.
So DMT, it's the most powerful drug in the world. It's also the safest. It's the safest psychedelic. It's very like... Like, you do this, and you send your soul to another reality, another universe. Like, you smoke this, and then instantly you just start tripping balls. And you go, and then the more you smoke, like, it, like, temporarily paralyzes you, so you fall asleep. And then when you close your eyes, they open up in another reality, and that's called DMT land.
And the craziest thing about this psychedelic is it's only for 15 minutes. Your body breaks it down really fast, and it's very powerful. Max, have you ever done DMT? Can you speak for it? Can you say like?
So I took my first hit, and then instantly I
wait. When did you do it? When did you take your first hit?
A few days ago, bro. Like okay. I'm still like like I saw some stuff.
You did.
Yes. All
right, go ahead. Like let's explain what you saw.
My first hit in. I instantly heard a freaking ringing noise, and I was freaking the hell out, and then the door opened. The door was closed, but the door opened, and these little midgets that were like 2 feet tall, they all just started running in. They started making like weird faces at me, and I'm like, guys, are you guys seeing this shit?
And this whole time, were you asleep or were you awake?
I was awake. Like I didn't even break through.
So like you were like daydreaming. It's kind of like a daydream.
Yeah, I was daydreaming, and I'm like, no. I put it down. I did not want to do it anymore, because it's very harsh. It's like, it's harsher than dabs, if any of y'all have ever experienced that.
Shout out TK, he know.
Yeah. So I put it down, and I'm just like, okay, I need to relax. I started closing my eyes, but when I closed my eyes, I could still see everything that was going on in the room. My two friends I was with.
Where's that water?
I could still see them. I saw everything they were doing. My eyes were completely closed, and they didn't believe me. Like, no, you cannot see me. I was like, yes, I can. And they put their fingers in front of my face. I knew how many fingers they were holding up. And then I knew everything that was going on. I could see everything. They were doing push-ups. My eyes were closed. And the way this works is when you close your eyes, DMT, it opens up your pineal gland.
Your pineal gland.
Yeah, that's your third eye.
Also known as your third eye, yes.
Yeah. That's how, like... In DMT, some people believe that this is the way that we communicate with aliens.
Correct. I heard stories of people in Africa. They would smoke this plant. They would smoke DMT, and they would go out into like the rainforest, and they would there's over like thousands of plants in the rainforest, and when they would smoke this drug, they would find cures for stuff like measles and shit like that, and it's crazy.
It's not dangerous. Like, you can't overdose on it. It's safe. It cannot kill you because it's an all-natural substance. It's found in all ecosystems. It's found in many living creatures and plants. And every time that you go to sleep at night, your brain releases DMT, and that's how you dream. But when you smoke it, you're taking so much more in that you just have this crazy trip, and you just send your soul to another universe. I heard this story of a guy who did it. And he woke up in DMT land, and he posted up in there. He was all cocky, and like he was just like, what's up, guys? And no, you don't want to post up to their crib acting all cocky, because they will fuck your shit up.
Dude.
Like, hey, I am serious. Like, you don't come in here. Oh, we can bleep everything out. It's like, you don't go to their house, because they're not coming to you. You're going to them. Like, you got to treat this like you're going to your rich girlfriend's father's house, and like he's having you over for dinner. You have to be respectful, you have to be calm, you have to let them lead you.
Correct. A friend of mine did it. He's gonna go unnamed, and they were asking him, they were like, how'd you get here? They were demanding to know how he got here, which is crazy,
because you speak to like these entities and these other aliens, and like they are real. Like these aliens or whatever, wherever they're from another reality, and DMT is how you communicate with them.
Right, which is crazy, because when you die, people who have had near-death experiences all say that, you know, your life flashes before, your eyes when you die. And It is believed that when you're dying, your body releases DMT in your brain, which is what you're seeing, like, which is why you see your life flashing, which is crazy. But it's been cool, Max.
So
we're done.
We haven't even talked about the craziest part, bro.
I'm done though. It's hit 5 minutes. I'm cool.
What was I gonna say?
Nice.
So if you're interested in trying DMT, it's not something that you just decide to do. Like, I've been prepping for doing this for over a year. Like, I discovered this about last year. My friend put me on it, and I've been waiting for a whole year to try this. Like, I've been playing. You have to get your mind right. You don't want to do it at a party when there's distractions. You want to do it in a safe environment where you're calm. You have to be ready. And even if you've had, like, other, like, psychedelic experiences like shrooms or acid, it's not the same at all. Like, I've done, well, this is like shrooms times a million. Like, it is crazy.
And some of the negative effects of DMT is that it can cause PTSD.
Yeah, so like after you have this experience, it can kind of scar you for life. That's only if you're not ready for this. Like,
you don't prepare for it.
You have to prepare for it, or else you're not going to have a good trip. And like, there's been stories of people who, after they've done it, like, they just went crazy and like they've killed themselves. But like, that's not the drug killing you. That is like you not being able to handle the experience. But your body health is fine. Like, your physical health is completely in good condition. It has no effects on that. But yeah, that's what DMT is. So if you're interested in trying it, you can hit up my plug, link in the description.
Facts. And yeah, if you do it, you might jump out of a window, but it's all right.